Well, this reminds me.
Should have been called Jack Old Culture.
You mentioned blackjack. Do you have any special term for a place where the scrubby oak grows?
Except a blackjack thicket.
Have you ever heard this called a shimmery?
No.
I guess that's western.
No.
No, I don't think it extends as far as Payne County.
That's a new word to me.
Do you have sycamores here?
Yes.
What would you call these?
A sycamore tree?
Is there any other term for that?
Oh, that tree has a white bark and a very distinctive leaf. I may have heard it, but I can't call it to mind now.
Buttonball?
No. No. I know it, where it would get its name though from that little button it grows.
Where would you get cherries?
A cherry tree.
And you can't plant a tree too close to a sewer line or you'll have trouble with the
roots.
I noticed you caught yourself there.
Roots?
Are you a...
Roots?
Are you a two pronunciation
roots?
Man?
Well, I don't know. That's what you're supposed to tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you you're a two pronunciation man, I guess.
Yeah.
The growth that you may find out in the field, this particular one that I'm thinking of has a 9 or 10 fingered leaf. And on top there'll be a cluster of berries. You'll find these particularly in the fall. They have very bright colors and they grow in groups.
Did it used to be the state flower or something?
No, it's not. It's not in this
one. No. Holly?
No, I'm thinking more of shoemaking.
Oh. Again,
would this be a difficult pronunciation?
Shoemake, yes, yes.
And the three-fingered leaf that is...
Poison ivy?
Yes.
I don't know the technical term for it.
And what will it do to you?
Well, it causes skin irritation.
And then you'll have...
And severe itching.
Any special term for a group of trees out in open country?
Thicket or a clump?
Is that ever called a mott?
No.
Or a place where you'll find brush growing thickly?
Thicket. It's the only thing that comes to my mind.
What are some terms of relationship? If your wife, in referring to you, would say he is...
In terms of relationship? Oh, he is my husband.
And you, referring to her, would say she is...
My wife.
And a woman whose husband has been killed is a...
Widow. A divorced woman whose husband is still living is a grass widow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You hear that right?
What did you usually call your father?
Well, he was known